Joining me today, we have NC State transfer guard Jarkel Joyner. Jarkel, glad to have you over here today.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here.
And I first want to start with your decision to pick NC State. Let's jump right into it. Folks want to hear about, right? Folks want to hear about why you picked NC State. What were the major factors in your decision?
Just a coaching staff that believed in me. That's the main part. And then they watched my film. They loved my game. And just somebody that believed in me. And I play hard as I can for them. And Coach Keys and the coach staff really believe in me. And that was really the main factor in that.
I know when you look at a lot of these decisions being made, guys are taking multiple visits and stringing things out. You didn't do that.
No, sir.
You came to NC State about a week after you made your decision to enter the portal. I think you might have committed while you're on your visit, went public right after you left.
Right.
No, was it that simple?
Yes, sir. I didn't need to see a lot of facilities because it wasn't about that. I mean, I know a lot of young guys coming out of high school probably want to go see couple facilities and go see a lot of campuses, but I didn't need to do that, man. I just felt like God put some on my spirit and I went with it.
What were the coaches' reaction when you told them your decision? Because I know for them, you were a major priority. They had to get a big-time point guard as a transfer. What was their reaction like?
I mean, it seemed like they were happy, excited. So, right. I mean, that was really their reaction. They was happy, excited, ready to get to work.
And after you signed your grant in aid, that opened the door now where you can start looking at your NIL opportunities.
Yes, sir.
And one of the decisions you made was to go with the Pack of Wolves Collective. What played a role in that decision for you?
Oh, man, Mr. Hayes and other people surrounding that, the Pack of Wolves, man, that was, man, they are amazing. They handle business, great businessman, but also just great people. Me and my dad talked to them on the Zoom call, and, man, they just got great vibes from them. So, man, it was really an easy decision.
NIL is something that, you know, when I was in college, the athletes didn't have it. I told you before, and I was at NC State when Levi Watkins was there, and he didn't have that opportunity. And so, once this came about and it really started while you were in college, your initial thoughts on it once you heard about the ability to benefit off your name, image, and likeness?
Oh, man, it's a great opportunity. It's a blessing. But, man, I really didn't even try to think about it. I'm trying to make the money in college and looking at the bigger picture. I just want a chance to play basketball, college basketball.
And when you think of the importance collectives like the Pack of Wolves have on college athletics going forward, it has to be big, right?
Most definitely, man. This is a big thing right here. Like, NIL is new to everybody still around the world, but man, this is a big thing here. I can tell.
You know, you're only going to be in NC State for a year,
right?
I mean, you've got 1 year of eligibility remaining, but you know it's important for your brand and obviously for this program for you to connect with the community,
right?
Is that something that you're going to focus off on in your downtime, trying to really build those connections with the community?
Most definitely. I just want to get my personality out there in the community, let them know who I am. In this interview, let them know who I am, the type of guy I am. So, yeah, that's most definitely important.
Digging into your background, one of the things I've found out about you is when you talk about what type of person you are, it always goes back to work ethic and character. You know, I've talked to a couple of former coaches, AAU coaches, and they talk about the type of, not only the type of player you are, but the type of person you are. And is that something that you feel you're trying to bring to this program? Not only a great talent, but leadership.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. I feel like me being an older guy, a lot of experience on and off the court. I feel like I can bring to the younger guys on the NC State. And I really thrive on working hard, you know, staying in the gym because that's really all I know. Get it from my family, especially my dad, which is my role model. He works hard. I've seen him stand on his feet for like 22 years, you know, about older than me. So, man, that's I really dive and just work ethic.
One video that really caught my eye was your former coach, Kermit Davis, talking about your work ethic. Mm-hmm. He talked about how he said, I can't keep him out of the gym. And then I know when I interviewed you after your commitment, you were very trying to think of the right way to say it. You were very effusive in your praise of Coach Davis. And you knew this was a tough decision for you because you're an Oxford kid.
Right.
So leaving Ole Miss, that was a tough decision for you. So when you hear your former coach talk about you like that, and then you look back on that time, how tough was it to make that decision to move on to an ACC level program?
Oh, man, it was really tough, man. Like, I love Coach Davis and Coach Stanley. Great people, great guys. But God led me in a different direction.
one of the folks that played a role in that decision was Levi Watkins. Mm-hmm. Recruited you to Ole Miss out of Cal State Bakersfield. And I know when we spoke on the phone, you talked about the bond you have with him. And I think he could give you a unique perspective of NC State, given he was a former player, had lived in Raleigh, all those things. That probably played a role for you, right?
Most definitely, man. Levi Watkins, man, that's my guy, man. Love him to death. And he did play a big role. He showed me around the city when I got here, man, ate at a lot of great places. And just talked about the history, and I want to try to get back to what that history was about.
So I want to ask you, you've only been in Raleigh a little bit of time, but you talked about eating in some great places. Have you found you a spot yet that you can kind of keep going back to?
Man, I haven't found a spot yet. Okay. I'm trying to just settle in and stuff until I really get out there and explore and get back to those places. Coach Levi was taking me and Coach Staff was taking me on my visit. I'm going to find them places again, probably.
Do you have a certain type of food you like? Is there something where, I mean, look, man, you're an older guy. You've been around campus right. life for a while. So is there a certain type of food you go to where it's like your go-to?
No, not really, man. I really eat anything. So probably I'm not picky.
Okay. I want to talk about your game. You know, one of the things under Kevin Keats, following him, I've covered him now since he's been the head coach at NC State. Whoever has the ball in their hands, they produce.
Yes,
I mean, it's a really guard-friendly offensive system. And I know for you, you're a player who one of the reasons why I feel like your transition is going to be very easy or seamless is at Cal State Bakersfield, let them score.
Sure.
Ole Miss, let them score. So you have the experience of playing in that role.
Right.
And now I think you when we spoke, you talked about this is a completely different opportunity because of how open this offense right. is.
Exactly, man. Yeah. We watched film on my visit about how they play. They play style. I love their play style. They play fast. I like pushing the transition. Coach Keats loved pushing the transition. So, man, like you said, it's going to be real easy. I feel like we just got to bond together and play as a team.
One of the things I was asking about on our forum with you is you look at your assist numbers, they're not high.
Right.
But when I watched the tape of you at Ole Miss, you're a willing passer. I think it's just maybe the system didn't really lead itself to assist, right? And is that something where you feel like you may surprise some folks this year with those types of numbers from the game?
Most definitely, yes. Man, I feel like taking the next step, taking my game to another level, my assist has to be higher. Before I got hurt last year, my assist turnover ratios, I think like 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, they're going to see that. I feel like in my game, I'm willing, unselfish passer, and I play both ends of the court.
Both ends of the court, man. You're reading my notes. Oh, right,
my bad.
That's where I'm going next. Defense. You know, you do play both ends of the court. I was looking at your synergy stats. Elite, excellent across the board. Man, defense, pick and roll defense, zone defense.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I'm giving you some tips there. You go back and tell the coaches that. But how when you think about two way player, that's something that it's not talked about enough, right. Especially on the college level.
Right.
It's not talked about enough.
Right. Oh, man, this is being competitive. You know, you want to stop somebody, you got to stop somebody. That's on you. Go back how bad you want it, how bad you want to win. I love to win. I'm a competitive dude. So I fight, like you said, I fight both ends of the court.
You stated before that you understand how big of a year this is,
mm-hmm.
not just for NC State, but for the coaching staff.
Right.
You understand exactly. that. And so you're willing to take on that challenge.
Yes, sir.
And is that something that you're – when you think of the types of legacies you can leave in a year, that's something you could hang your hat on, right?
Most definitely, man. I put my faith in God and pray a lot. And my spirit is here. And I feel like I can take on the challenge. With God in front of me, anything is possible.
Where are you at right now with your health? I know you had an injury. But I think you came back and played.
Yes, sir, I did.
Really good to go?
Oh, yeah, I'm 100%. I'm good. Yeah, everything's fine.
How quickly did you get in the gym once you got in Raleigh?
The following day. I couldn't work out the first day because I had to get cleared.
Stuff, right.
But I got in the gym and worked out, shot. I lifted weights that day. I got cleared to lift weights. Was that Monday? So
is there something with your game that you feel like, okay, I understand what they're going to ask me to do here. Mm-hmm. This is something I need to improve on. Is there something you were looking at that you feel like you can tweak here just during summer workouts?
Almost definitely. I'm just decision-making.
Mm-hmm.
Coming off the pick and roll, really knowing my options. And really scanning the whole floor, not just being zoned in on one option. Just looking at the whole floor, being more of a point guard.
Following your official visit, you told me another factor that played a role in your decision was in talking with Coach Watkins, he referenced the fans,
mm-hmm.
the fan base, the passion, the crowds, the atmosphere, yeah. all that stuff. You mentioned playing Dukes, playing Carolina, playing all these teams.
Mm-hmm.
Or how excited is that for you? And is that an area where you're looking to really kind of again, build your brand. I like build that connection with the fan base.
Right. Oh, most definitely. Man, I kind of already built it. I don't know if you saw it on Twitter. Okay. You know, the North Carolina jersey.
Yeah.
but that's I feel I love the passion, man. It's basketball country. That was something I always told me, man. And I had to tell him, you know, I'm 100%, man. It's just a Michael Jordan jersey. But that's how y'all take the rivalry. And I've never been a part of that. How serious that Ole Miss and Mississippi State, that's a big rivalry, right. But more for football.
For Egg Bowl, right?
But this right here is a whole different level. And I love the passion, man. It's going to be fun, I feel like.
It's so funny you bring that up because I was thinking about that. I'm like, I bet you Jarkel doesn't even realize what he just opened up right there. Right.
Exactly.
And so you got hit up on Twitter for our viewers who don't know you, or you just put up an Instagram post and you're wearing a mic. Because look, Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan.
Right, right,
exactly. And unfortunately, it was the UNC version of Michael Jordan. But you probably had that jersey a while. Hadn't really thought about it, right?
I didn't think about it at all. So I went to a little jersey event and didn't think about it.
But the cool thing about it was you were accepting of it. You said, "Hey, I get it. Mm-hmm. I apologize. You want me to take it off now for you? I'll take it off.
So hang it up.
There you go. So I'm with you, man. I think that's one area where when you look at NC State, their fans, you know, one of the best groups in the country. And obviously, I mean, I think for you, coming from a school that's – and this is not a knock on Ole Miss's basketball tradition, but you're right. It's known as a football school.
Definitely.
And so you're going to go into, you know, a situation where now, I mean, I think you're going to be playing higher profile games, all that stuff. Yes, sir. That has to be exciting.
Oh, very exciting, man. That's very exciting.
I want to ask you again, when you look at retooling this roster, obviously you were a huge addition. Yes, sir. They had to get a point guard. But and now, you know, they added Jack Clark before you came in, and now they went out and got Dushan Mahorchik, DJ Burns. Mm-hmm. And in talking to all four of you, the common theme has been we've gotten older.
Right.
We've gotten more experience. We've gotten older. And I'm wondering, was that a pitch NC State was making to you? And now did you see them kind of follow through on it with the other pieces they brought around you?
That Coach Keys did mention he wanted to be older. He wanted to have more experience. He did. He followed up with that with all the recruits, DJ Burns, Jack Clark, which is going to be my roommate.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, there's a lot of experience coming in.
What do you think of those additions?
I mean, I love him, man. DJ Burns is a great talent, man. I mean, he's played on like 20 minutes. They average like 15
points. Have you seen anything like
crazy.
That?
That's crazy. I seen him play before. I knew he was good.
But it's work really on Mississippi State.
Right.
And the thing that got me about it, I'd never seen a kid – when conference player of the year playing 20 minutes.
Man, it's crazy. And averaging that many points. It's crazy. And Jack Clark's a talent, great talent. So I'm just ready to gel with those guys and get to know them guys.
Got 1 year left. I know you've got pro aspirations. That's going to be the goal. Right. But following professional basketball, what do you want to do? Have you figured that out yet? What your goals are?
Probably like train and coach. You know, I always want to help the younger generation with recruitment and stuff like that. Just give them some tips, stuff like that. So. Pirate coaching, most definitely coaching.
You know, when NC State was recruiting you, I was wondering, okay, he's going to have to leave Oxford again.
Right.
But I kept forgetting you'd already been at Cal State Bakersfield. So that had to help you with this decision, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, of course I miss home, but I'm not really – if I know, like you said, pro aspirations, want to go pro, I mean, that's not a pro basketball team in Oxford, Mississippi. So I knew I had to get away from home. So, I mean, it doesn't bother me. Of course I get homesick like anybody else, but – I learned how to deal with it. Go get in the gym.
Anything particular you're looking forward to this upcoming season?
Man, just everything, man. Really just me. I already met the guys, but even just building a team bond even stronger with those guys. And those guys are really good guys already, man. And just stuff like that, just winning. I want to win.
What are some of your hobbies away from basketball? What are some things, other things you like to do? I know there may be some sponsorships, some businesses watching this who may be interested in you.
I play 2K, play Madden 2K a lot. But I love to watch movies. Sometimes I go to the movies by myself and just go watch a movie, any type of movie. So I watch a lot of movies, watch a lot of shows.
But you're a gym guy.
Yeah.
You're a gym rat.
Yes, sir.
Jarkel Joyner. Jarkel, really appreciate you joining us today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.